Boy, are we keeping an eye on the flooding in Missouri and Illinois. Incredible televised rescues taking place using fire truck ladders, but at least 18 people have died.
And in Missouri, officials have ordered mandatory evacuations for thousands of people as the Mississippi and Merrimack Rivers surged to almost 50 feet in some places, breaking records and threatening several levees across the region. And yesterday, after days of rainfall, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon issued a state of emergency and urged people not to drive through the water. Mike Colombo of local CBS station KMOV is reporting out in Valley Park, Missouri. It's about 20 miles from downtown St. Louis, and he joins us now. Mike, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The National Weather Service says the Merrimack will crest at record heights at Valley Park, where you are, sometime tonight. What's the situation there now?
Well, right now you have residents under a mandatory evacuation. These are people who live near the river, so this isn't their first rodeo when it comes to this type of evacuation. However, it doesn't ever get any easier for them. We were there as they were packing up their belongings and trying to move to higher ground, and there is obvious concern there. Even though they have gone through this before, every time it happens, you never really know what the result is going to be. So as they left today, they were certainly hopeful, certain air of cautious optimism.
And there's a levee in the area where you are now that's at near capacity that could be cresting. And this morning, 20 miles of Interstate 44, which is in your neighborhood there, shut down. That's got to affect a lot of people.
It certainly does. I think the timing is about as good as it could be with the fact that a lot of people have these next several days off due to the holiday. But still, for many people, particularly those who live west on 44 and travel east closer towards downtown St. Louis for work, it was definitely a difficult commute for them. But I think with the situation as it is, a lot of people chose to stay home today or possibly are working from home just so that they wouldn't have to deal with the traffic headaches caused by the flooding.
Mike, we've heard a lot of comparisons in the past day or so about the Great Flood of 1993. Now, that flood devastated the region. It was one of the most costly floods in all of U.S. history. What do you think? Could this be worse? What are people saying?
Well, they say that was a 100-year flood, so I don't believe that anyone at this point is concerned that the flooding we're experiencing right now could reach that level, but I think there is the uncertainty that is worrying people, and while I don't think many people believe that it will get to that point, it really just depends on how these levees hold over the next 24, 36 hours.
And in fact, a lot of those levees were constructed after the 1993 flood. Is that right?
That's right. And some of the people that I spoke with in Valley Park just a short time ago were a bit tongue-in-cheek when referring to those levees, saying, we know a lot of money was spent, a lot of time was put in to make sure that they are the real deal, and I guess we're going to find out here in the next day or so.
Yeah. And we should remember also that it's almost January. It's cold. The temperatures, we checked them out there in Valley Park in the 30s today. You know, to what extent is that playing into all of this, the preparations and the potential rescue efforts?
From what I can gather, not a whole lot right now. Thankfully, in the days leading up to all the heavy rain that we had, it was unseasonably warm. So you're not dealing with freezing on any of these rivers to this point. However, of course, you mix in colder temperatures with water rescues, it's going to be bad conditions for those both trapped and those who are rescuing. But we're not dealing with any frozen water from what I gather. So it remains to be seen how that may impact things moving forward. But the good news is we're still above freezing for the most part.
Mike Colombo of the local CBS station KMOV is in Valley Park, Missouri, where officials have issued a mandatory evacuation due to the flooding. Mike, thank you. Good luck. Be safe.
Thank you for your time.